Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. Josh here. Day 6. I can't believe I've done 6 in a row. That's pretty good. Hey, check this out. I want to tell you something I've learned that is super profound from being a father, but also in my own business life. And it's easier for me to see it now when I look back. You know, it's funny. Sometimes the future is so blurry and murky and it's full of fear and uncertainty and all that stuff. But when you look back, things are really clear. Like if your business has been a complete disaster and you look back and you're honest with yourself, it's probably not that hard to kind of put together the pieces as to why that happened. You get some clarity, right? Well, here's a truth that I found from being a dad, because I do have 5 kids. 5 kids, yes, okay. It's like pure mad chaos in my house sometimes, but it's also amazing, and it's a lot of things. And if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you're like, oh my God, Josh, just teach me the business stuff, man. Okay, here comes the business stuff. Confidence is transferable. And what I mean is think of a time in your life, I have many in my life, where you didn't really have confidence in a certain area yet, maybe because you didn't develop certain skills at a high level, or you didn't, you know, develop an area of expertise, or you didn't have life experience or anything. Maybe you knew something intellectually, but there was still a lot of hesitation and fear to put it out there. And even as you listen to a podcast like this, some of the techniques that I teach and talk about and the guests I have tell you, it probably feels weird to do it when you haven't lived it. Like you're not, you believe it's true, but you're not totally certain. But then think of a time in your life when someone that you respected, someone that you look up to, comes up to you and just lays down the fire into your life. Like, hopefully you've had this happen. I've had so many times where God has just opened a door, like right when I needed it. And someone will come up and look at me and kind of smack me across Facebook. Josh, look at me. The potential I see in you is absolutely outrageous. And you need to do this and this and this, and this is the path, and you got to believe it, right? Okay, or something like that. When the moment that happens, what it's like life, it's like air shoots into my body out of that person's body. Because confidence is transferable. You know, when I was working on my business plan for Send Gym this year, the goals that we're setting are really, really big, and we have a small, scrappy, amazingly talented team, but we're not a huge corporation. In fact, our software company really, it's only been a product, and now we're transitioning into a company, right? So we need all the SOPs and all the systems and all the stuff I talked to you guys about. We're real-time building this stuff behind the scenes internally for my current company, right? I've done it before, but it was always in the service industry. And now I'm doing it in the software industry, and it's a totally different animal. So there's lots of fear and lots of things I don't understand, or maybe I'll read a book or I'll listen to a podcast and I'll learn something that makes sense intellectually, but because I have not lived it, the confidence isn't fully there. I'm not one of those people, and maybe you are, but I'm not one of those people that just walks around with swag and really believes I have the answers to everything at all. I'm the exact opposite. I have a massive case of productive paranoia, which actually can be good. There's a book written where it talks about productive paranoia, where, you know, the people that are always worried and overthinking and stressing, even though that can be bad, there's a big part of that that's really, really good, because it means that you're aware and you're sensitive and you're trying to see your blind spots before you get them. But back to my original point is that confidence is transferable, and it's huge. So with my kids, maybe they're having a bad day. They come home, they're crying, they're being emotional and whiny. If something happened and I got to look for the story behind the story to really figure out what happened. And then there comes that moment where I'm the father and they're the son. And I look at them and say, listen to me. You're a Latimer. This is who you are. This is what you're capable of. I'm really smart and I see you for who you really are, for the potential of who you are and who God made you to be. And I just start pouring life in. I'm just dropping the massive motivational dad stuff on them. And it's like their chest puffs out and they stand up straighter and their eyes get bigger. And it's like Rocky Balboa music is playing in the background. And the reason that can happen is because confidence is transferable. It's tricky, and it takes maturity, and it takes life experience for that confidence to stay in you, I think. But at least for a short time, you can get a lot of runway out of someone just transferring confidence into you. For example, I know a lot of you guys have maybe heard an episode of this podcast, heard something that really resonated with you, freaked out, went back to the office, built your little spreadsheet, did your thing, or had your team meeting, or hired that person, or had to fire someone, or you did something, you took action as a direct result of my confidence being transferred into you. And my confidence coming from a place of experience and understanding and kind of living in this world. Maybe I'm further ahead than you are in that area, right? Well, for me, I'm always looking for people that are further ahead in areas that I want to get to. And Howard, I did a webinar thing with Howard last night, Howard Partridge. He's amazing. Works closely with Zig Ziglar. I mean, this guy's friends with like all these gajillionaires. Like his new book is has like a testimonial from Dave Ramsey in it and stuff. And he's just rubbing elbows. He's really smart and he's super humble and amazing. But anyway, he said, you know, Josh, he said, you need to find people who are where you want to be and you need to get around those people. And I've done that for a long time. The fact of the matter is the reason I know people like Howard is because that's what I do. I've been doing it for a long time. I constantly am trying to network and be around people that are smarter than I am. You do not want to be the smartest person in the room. It's good for your ego if that's important to you, but it's really bad for your growth. You know, you're not going to learn anything if you're the one teaching all the time. Sometimes you got to be around people and you keep your mouth shut the whole time because you want their confidence, their strategies, techniques, life experiences, their pain, their suffering, their confidence, their certainty to be transferred into you. And maybe I should use the word certainty instead of confidence because that's really what's happening, right? When I tell my kids, no, you're a good man. You're going to grow up and be strong. You're going to serve people. You're going to be a sacrificial leader. Like, you're going to be smarter than other people because you put in the work. You're going to be, you know, stronger than other people because you put in the work. You're going to do all this stuff. I see this in you. This is who you are. This is your identity. I'm basically giving them a level of certainty, which helps them comfortably become that person, right? So I'm not trying to get all like esoteric and woo-woo and weird. There's just something profound here. And so my question for you going into this year is, whose permission do you need to go do what it is that you want to do? Think about that. Do you need anybody's permission to go do what you want to do? Are we waiting for our father, who's been totally disconnected and been a terrible role model, to call you and say, hey, I'm proud of you. You know, I believe in you. Now go ahead and do it. Is that what you think it's going to take? And then you can go build the business that you need to serve your family and your community and to change your family tree and leave a legacy? Well, if that's the case, you're living in a lie. You don't need that. You can get the certainty. You can get the birthright. You can get the confidence transferred from me to you or from a mentor in your local town to you or from anybody who actually has the goods. Get them to speak life into you. And you do that by being around them as often as possible and being quiet and listening and then just executing on the stuff that you learn. I think it's really cool. Steve Jobs talks about how, not talks right now because he's dead, but when he was alive, he talked about how everything in the world is the way that it is because just some other human just decided that it was supposed to be that way. I think that's just profound. It's like super cool. It's like we drive on this side of the road. We have this type of law. This is how our legal system works. Here's how red light, yellow light, and green light works. Here's how, you know, the power grid is set up. Here's how we build houses. Here's what the building code is. Like literally everything, all the laws, all the rules, all the social expectation, everything just kind of this structure, this architecture of society is because just some dude or some lady was like, this is the right way. We're going to do it like this, right? They didn't have to get permission. They just did it. And you can do that. You can build whatever you want. You don't need permission. You don't need a college degree. I don't have a college degree. I went to college for like 7 minutes. I always joke that I stopped by. like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Hey, nope, just passing through, just taking a look. All right, see you later, right? The point is that you can have whatever you want if you're willing to become the person you need to become to have that thing. And yes, there's work. Yes, it's hard. Yes, you'll get setbacks, all that stuff. But I promise you that if you give yourself permission and you borrow You can borrow the confidence and borrow the certainty from people like me or anybody that can help you. Just borrow it and execute on it. If you put in the work this year, you will have tremendous, massive results. And no matter what happens, if I was to call you on the phone 12 months from this day and you diligently, imperfectly, messy, but you executed in an imperfect, stumbling way, scraping your knees, clawing around, doing dumb stuff, doing some smart stuff, but massive effort, massive action. If you do that for a year and I talk to you in a year, there is no way that you're going to be disappointed in yourself. It's not about progress. It's about, it is about progress. It's not about perfection. It's about progress, right? You just need to move the ball down the field and you gather little nuggets of confidence and certainty and understanding as you're in the fire executing. So don't be a perpetual consumer of information this year. Don't just learn so that you feel good about yourself and you trick yourself into thinking that you're being productive, because it's not the same thing. Being productive is different than just consuming content. I make content, you're consuming content. Yes, I want you to listen to all my podcasts. It's awesome, right? But I want to tell you the truth. You need to execute. You need to take what it is that you already know and go for it. You don't need permission. You don't need anybody to, give you a pat on the back and write you a permission slip. You don't need that. Just go do it. Go take what is yours, claim your birthright, go make it happen. And that's it. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.